Iranian TV said that the nighttime launch on a Safar-2 rocket was, quote, another achievement for Iranian scientists under sanctions. Officials say the satellite is designed for research and telecommunication purposes. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says the satellite is launched to spread peace and justice in the world. Tehran says its nuclear ambitions are limited to the production of energy and has emphasized its satellite project is entirely peaceful.
It is a big event. In my opinion, it is a new chapter in the country's science and technology. It will promote Iran's position in the world and will also give our scientists and experts plenty of opportunities. When we look at the Earth from space, we can retrieve a different kind of information.
Analysts say the launch can cause alarm in the West because of fears the technology could be used to make a long-range missile, possibly with a nuclear warhead. Iran is subject to UN sanctions as some Western powers think it is trying to build a nuclear bomb, which it denies. The launch of today's satellite has been expected and was clearly timed to coincide with the 30th anniversary of the Iranian Revolution. Last August, Iran said it had successfully launched a rocket capable of carrying its first domestically built satellite, having in February launched a low-orbit research rocket as part of preparations for the satellite launch. That launch marked the inauguration of a new space center at an unidentified desert location, which included an underground control station and satellite launch pad. The White House called the 2008 launch unfortunate, warning it would further isolate Iran from the global community.